sun in the sky, like me, always drifts. And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter, then not.
When I was a girl, I wanted to be a cartographer. I wanted to make maps. I was really interested in taking a globe and laying it out flat on a page. I certainly understood the limitations of map making. I mean, the idea of taking something three-dimensional and making it two-dimensional. There's distortion, there's something lost in the translation.
They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
I asked my mom to teach me trigonometry. I wanted her to explain the mathematics of map making. Growing up Jewish and middle class in suburban Toronto, I had basically one idea of what the map of Israel looked like.
I learned throughout my life that the Arabs had fled when the state was declared. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
Mahmoud Ghannam, Omar Murad, Eid Badr,
Muhannad Ghannam, Rula Ashur.
Well, of course it was incomplete, and of course it was biased.
My dad collected books about travels in Palestine before 1948, and when I was growing up, I would look at the titles lining the shelves. The books were everywhere. They were in the living room, the dining room, their bedroom, up the staircase.
Paths Through Old Palestine by Margaret Slattery, published in Chicago, 1921. Tent Work in Palestine, a record of discovery and adventure by Claude Renier Condor in two volumes.
The titles of the books were like whispers.
Palestine Explored.
I wondered about the names of the places. I'd never seen maps with those names on them before.
Al-Quds, Im Khalid,
Bir Saba,
Tel Abib,
Haifa,
Mas'ada,
Safad,
Tabariya,
Yafa.
I began to realize there was another map of Palestine, and it was a map that came before the map of Israel that I knew.
Der MS wegen Palestina. Levin, published in 1917
by the Jewish Socialist Federation of America.
Palestina,
Der Araber,
Der Zionism,
Navik,
published by the International Workers' Order in New York,
1932.
Palestine Explored.
Present natural features
Palestine
and to the
explored,
prevailing manners, customs,
which
rights,
throw light
and colloquial
on the figurative language
of
the Bible, by James Neal. This is the 8th edition.
My mom kept repeating, let zero be the origin, let zero be the origin. And I eventually realized that the idea of zero itself comes from Arab civilization. Western math began counting at one.
Let zero be the origin, let zero be the origin, let zero.
The titles of my father's books had a subtle impact on the way that I thought about the region. But it was the conversations I had with my mother about her experiences in Israel that really shaped how I thought about that place.
We learned about socialist ideals.
Her entry point in learning about Israel was through the socialist Zionist movement.
A lot of the discussions in the labor Zionist youth movement were about kibbutz life and the Holocaust. And we learned about socialist ideals. It was much more of a philosophy of life, but it didn't include Arabs or Palestinians.
origin. Let zero be the origin.
Be'er Sheva. Haifa. Yafo. Jerusalem. Masada. Netanya. Tel Aviv. Tiberia.
Well, of course it was incomplete, and of course it was biased.
A stick in the sand has a shadow that shifts. Does the sun in the sky, like me, always drifts? And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter.
So do you guys want to try to teach it to me now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to laugh, but...
No.
Al-Quds.
Al-Quds.
Quds.
Quds.
Al-Quds.
Quds. Quds.
Quds. Reminding me.
Al-Quds. Al-Quds.
That's correct.
Okay.
Al-Quds. Al-Quds.
Im-Khalid.
Im-Khalid.
Bir-Sab'a.
Bir-Sab'a.
I remember seeing pictures in magazines of shoes in the desert. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
Haifa, Haifa. Mas'ada, Mas'ada.
They just left, I was told.
Safad, 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 Safad. It's not S. Saf. Safad, Safad. Yeah. Tabariya,
Tabariya.
Tabariya.
We were told that the Israeli government asked the Arabs to stay, but they fled anyway. And I really believed that until several years later.
See, like, S and then A. You know, you said there was S, A, S, A, S, A.
Some of the sounds come from here.
So, ta is ta, ta,
ta.
I have a lot to learn.
Mahmoud Ghannam, Omar Murad, Eid Badr,
Muhannad Ghannam,
Rul Ashur.
Origin. Let zero be the origin. Let zero be the origin.
Can you say like ha?
Ha, ha, ha,
ha.
Ha,
ha.
Ha.
Yeah, that. Mahmoud.
Like
when people try
breath.
To say my real name, they say ha. Mahmoud. Because they can't say the ha.
That's
like
correct.
Saying mah and then like saying like ha ha.
Mahmoud.
Like, make like press on it, like, ha.
Mahmoud.
Yeah,
it's
good.
I'll work on it.
A stick in the sand has a shadow that shifts. Because the sun in the sky, like me, always drifts. And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter, then not.
When I see my father's books now, with a totally different analysis of imperialism and colonialism in Palestine, it's really interesting for me to notice the way that God, nation, and state are connected in those book titles. They're also connected in my education and my mother's education as well.
180 radians, and one radian equals 180 pi. Let zero be the origin. Let zero be the origin.
It's funny because so many of my dad's book titles speak to the idea of either God or the nation of Israel being absent from that place. It's so strange to think that the focus is on absence rather than the presence of Palestinians creating thousands of years of culture, history, and civilization.
Palestine pictured.
Or
Palestine,
historical and descriptive.
The land of Israel.
Alfred
London,
1910.
God's people.
Roughly.
By the Reverend William
Boston,
Gage.
The manners, customs, and institutions
Journal,
of the people.
Notes,
the ruins of ancient cities.
The prospects
of missionary enterprises.
Of
Boston, 1853.
With special reference
London,
to his physical character.
By H.B.
London,
Tristram,
1865.
London.
You know, when the Second Intifada started, I realized just how many maps there were. A different history really hit me in the face. See, my mom used to tell me that part of the philosophy was that there's something inherently good about work just working. Working with your hands, working in the fields, building things, making the desert bloom. It was just part of the philosophy.
That people would work all day and dance all night because everybody would be so imbued with the spirit of Zionism and establishing the state, establishing the state, establishing the state. I learned throughout my life that the Arabs had fled when the state was declared. I remember seeing pictures in magazines of shoes in the desert. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told. We were told that the Israeli government asked the Arabs to stay, but they fled anyway. And I really believed that until several years later. I even lived in Israel and I didn't understand the plight of the Arabs because we never had a chance to really meet any and talk with them. I hadn't thought about the rights of the Palestinians, partly because it wasn't discussed. A lot of the discussions in the labor Zionist youth movement were about kibbutz life and the Holocaust, and we learned about socialist ideals. It was much more of a philosophy of life, but it didn't include Arabs or Palestinians.
You know, I really believe that the Jewish community needs to stop ignoring history if we're going to create a new map, one that includes all points of origin.
Let zero be the origin. One, let zero be the origin. Zero be the origins. And one radian equals 185 degrees.
Can you say like ha? Mahmoud. Like people try to say my real name, they say ha. Mahmoud. Because they can't say the ha. Can't say the ha.
A stick in the sand has a shadow that shifts. 'Cause the sun in the sky, like me, always drifts. And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter, then not.